You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Around this time, around these parts, we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Picture him on a big brass bull peering down Wall Street like a scout in an old cowboy movie. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good.
What's up?
Good, good weekend.
Yes,
Beautiful. Sir.
Good. What are we talking about today as far as Wall Street goes?
Well, tell me, you know, after all the shakeout that we've all endured in April, when all these tariffs were coming on in a more significant way and the markets were down and everything, I think people have largely calmed down to a great extent about the, you know, you shake yourself off and you look at your 401k and it's not a 201k anymore. And you kind of just resume where you were. You're at a point of comfort. And the Dow Jones was down about 1%. For the week, but I looked at it year to date, and it's down less than 1%. For anybody that has portfolios, 401ks, or anything that look like the Dow, because different market indices move a little bit differently. But on the 1 year, you know, people are up 11%, up 10.91% 1 year as of yesterday. So that's been a decent return. And I think it's a position of comfort for people, and it reflected itself in the consumer confidence for May. I mean, it just leapt forward. It was at a position of 86, and now it's 98. It's an index, and due to improvement in tariffs, well, that's when everything quieted down in April, and the China trade talks, and the confidence was down about 6 straight months. And it, you know, it leapt forward. So people are feeling better, and I think it's in part. You call that the wealth effect when you look at your balances and they've recovered. It's like, oh, I feel a whole lot better now. I'm richer than I was a couple of weeks ago when the markets turned down. So that's reflected in the first quarter GDP as well. As far as the first revision, we were originally stated it was down 0.3% for the first quarter of this year. Then on the first revision, it was supposed to go down a little bit further, supposed to go down to 0.4%. Instead, it was up better, incrementally better. It was at 0.2%. So remember that in the old days, when you and I were learning economics, if you had 2 consecutive quarters of negative GDP, you were in a recession. That's how we defined it back when. It's a little bit more complicated now, but the first quarter, when it was dialed in at a negative, you know, people at first, if you know the old ways to calculate that, you're kind of taken aback. Oh, wait a minute, we haven't seen a negative number in GDP, but it was actually us, people, make up the majority, our spending make up the majority, you more than me, make up the majority of GDP in our purchases. And we bought so much from overseas just to escape the tariffs or buy before the prices went up. That it actually, that's a minus on GDP, that it was, so it minused out some.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Some of the calculation, but so that was kind of explained. It's like people bought so damn much from imports that's why the position was negative. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a negative number. You know, it's kind of been shaken off now. People aren't looking at it as a recession indicator. So personal income, very good over the past 2 months from March and April. March up 0.7%. You got to multiply that by 12 to annualize that. And April up 0.8%. So back-to-back good income numbers. And we've cut back a little bit on spending. Tommy, for March, it was up 0.7. That matched the income increase. But again, that was before the tariffs were supposed to kick in and before we really saw that change. And consumer spending, people stepped back in April and said, well, we're only going to spend 0.2% in essence. So they're making the money, okay, over the past 2 months especially. That income level has vaulted forward. But the spending, I think people are just holding on to their money and saying, well, let's wait till a lot of this shakes out. But otherwise, they're financially, their income has come up, and it's better than obviously going down. So on the Fed front, you know, is the Fed going to offer any interest rate decreases this year? They were already priced in. We've seen this before. In 2024, some analysts were talking about 10 drops in interest rates, and it only amounted to 4. So that creates the volatility in the market. If a lot of the traders are pricing that in, meaning anticipating some of these actions to happen, and they don't, sometimes that adds to the volatility of things until it simmers itself down. But the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the personal consumption expenditure for April, was supposed to come in at 0.1%. Okay, 1.2% inflation for the year, and it did. That was for April. March came in at 0. So I'm slowing this down because it's super important. So the year-over-year inflation, they average that out. They post both of the numbers so we can see the difference. 2.3% year-over-year inflation has come down in the past 2 months to 2.1%. So I say this each time that we get these inflation numbers. If the Fed kept on and they still are there saying, well, when the inflation gets to be around 2%, and they even backtrack that to say it doesn't have to be exactly 2. Well, Mr. Powell, year over year is at 2.1. I think that's about as close as you're going to get to 2 before reaching 2. And he owes us, like many people would say, well, you owe us, you need to shift interest rates down. It might maybe not just a quarter of a point, maybe half a point. But I think all the uncertainty that's happened on all the tariffs that we're not finished, and this inflation news is coming in right where the Fed wants it to be. They have kicked out any prospects of lowering interest rates through the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They keep track of all the future meetings and what the Fed may do. And we were supposed to get a cut in June, which we're in June, effective this weekend, and in July. And both of those, at least for the CME, they're off the table. And if you look forward to all of the meetings up to December, it looks like the soonest that we might get a quarter point cut is at the September meeting, 57% chance of a quarter point cut. But it goes to show, Tommy, all that it happened to us last year in a more dramatic way. This year, people were pricing in, meaning I'm looking forward to the cuts. I'm going to make moves in my investing today, realizing that the cuts are going to occur. I want kind of a first mover advantage to some of that. So some lenders will say, wow, cuts are coming and we could lower our loan rates to pick up a little extra business. We can make those cuts now because it's going to be delivered in the not too distant future. Well, this is backing up. That's what causes this morning's Wall Street Journal was saying that the Treasury rates had backed up, partly due to what Moody's did a couple of weeks ago in cutting the government's debt rating, inched it down, and that caused the Treasury market to start increasing in prices. So what does all this mean? If outside market interest rates start to creep up, either the Fed's going to come in and try to rescue us from that. But I think they are back into the wait and see. There's too much still going on with tariffs. If that quieted down a bit, I think they would see their way clear to do something with rates, meaning lower them. And maybe the Treasury rates would come down a bit. But what happens if when outside interest rates, especially Treasuries, what do I mean by that? Meaning that you have very little risk in a Treasury. That's about the cleanest debt you're going to buy. And if that is those rates are creeping up, that competes directly against the stock market. So some analysts came out over the weekend saying, just be careful, watch these rates going up, because that means then that the stocks will be priced to perfection. And if that keeps going up, the stocks are going to retrace themselves back down.
Thank you, Mark. Very interesting, valuable information. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll be back on Friday to help you manage your money. Between now and then, you go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find some calculators in the middle of the page, almost 100 of them, or at least a tab that will lead you to almost 100 of them. It'll help you manage your own finances. 754, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.